From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey.
Mary, this liniment makes my arms smart.
Makes your arms smart? Why don't you rub some on your head?
Rub some on my head? Why, of all the nerve,
I... Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey.
Jim, do you know they don't hang men with wooden legs in China?
They don't?
No. They use rope.
Why, that's the corniest joke I ever...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates as clarinet in the orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Kankus.
Boy, am I tired. This morning I was up at the crack of dawn. I stuffed up the crack and went back to sleep. Didn't get to bed until very late last night because I was up listening to all the radio programs. Yeah, every night now they got so many wonderful radio programs. They're really fascinating. I love to listen to all of them. I love the musical programs and the comedians, and I love those programs that tell you continuous stories. You know, they are very interesting. I mean, programs like Maxwell Periwinkle, Venetian Blind Duster. And J. Edward Humphreys, Jr., child delinquent. And Beverly Glutz, girl taffy puller. Girl taffy puller, you know, they got a new twist to that story. But the program that I like the best is Tim Trueheart, boy life insurance agent. The people in those programs always got so much trouble. Everybody's always so unhappy. I get a lot of fun out of sitting down in front of my radio every night and listening. All those sad programs and feeling miserable. That's the only pleasure I get out of life. Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes.
Hiya, Parkey. Gee, I'm sorry I'm late. Gosh, I didn't realize it's after 7:30.
7:30? Boy, I'm glad you reminded me. You know, I got to turn on the radio. One of my favorite programs is on the air now. Bert and Bertha, man and woman. Gee, is that a wonderful program, a detective story. Keeps you in suspenders. Quiet now, I'm going to turn on the radio.
Get into one and you watch.
The manufacturers of Pilo, the stainless potato peeler, present another chapter in the exciting life of Bert and Bertha, man and woman. But before we go into our story, let's listen to what Mrs. BVD of Lancaster, Ohio says about Pilo.
There was a time when I couldn't look a potato in the eye. But since I started using Pilo, for the first time in 27 years, my husband said to me last night, let's go to the movies. We now own our own home, have a lovely car, and two beautiful children. I owe it all to Pilo, the stainless potato peeler.
Thank you, Mrs. BVD. And now, let's listen in on tonight's exciting episode in the life of Bert and Bertha, man and woman. As you remember last week, Bert had left Bertha to see Uncle Morton about the mortgage he holds on Aunt Lily's bookshop. However, Frank did not realize that Charlie's sister-in-law, Tess, had left for Pennsylvania earlier in the week to meet Sue, the divorced wife of Henry Lamont. The very same Henry Lamont whose Aunt Ginny put up the money for Roger Stewart's invention. It was Edgar, Roger's younger brother. Younger brother Fred, you know, who first told him that Alan was not to be trusted. Meanwhile, Florence, little Cuddle's teacher, had heard from Clara, her laundress, that Clifford was expected home. And was bringing Robert, Stanley's nephew. Stanley was to spend a few days in the home of Judge Lansbury, who, only 2 years before, had told Thelma about Harold and Judy's divorce. But not before he had discovered that Jean and Betty knew everything. And now, as Lawyer Hathaway puts down his book, he lifts his eyes to find Bert and Bertha seating and counting nails in the rear of the hardware store recently sold by Sam Perkins to Ezra Downs. There is a tense look on Bertha's face, and she speaks.
But, Bert, I want to ask you a question.
Bertha, you mean...
Yes, Bert, I mean...
What does Bertha mean? Will Meyer take it? Will Joe go to Centerville? What will become of Tiny Tim? Will they have to operate? Tune in next week for another exciting chapter in the life of Bert and Bertha, man and woman. When you hear the tone...
Oh, ain't that a wonderful program, Betty?
Wonderful? What's so wonderful about it? Bert and Bertha only said two words.
Who cares about Bert and Bertha? I'm talking about the commercial.
The commercial?
Yes, I love advertising. You know something, Betty? I think it would be a great idea if we would advertise the restaurant on the radio.
Hello, Betty. Hi, Parker.
Hello.
Say, Opie, Parker thinks he'd like to put on a radio program to advertise a restaurant.
Yes, I would, Opie. You got any ideas what kind of program I could put on?
Hey, why don't you two boys talk it over while I go and check the bank balance?
Say, Parker, why don't you put on a quiz program?
A quiz program?
Yeah, I like them programs where they ask the questions and they give you a lot of money, like double up with something, or like it or lump it, or wrap it up and slap it. Boy, they got a lot of them.
Wrap it and slap it?
Yeah. Look, I'll show you how to do it. I'll be the fellow who asks the questions. Now, you're the contestant, and you come up to me and I say, how do you do, sir? What's your name? Go ahead, tell me your name.
Oh, Parky Talkish.
Okay, that wins you a dollar.
Yeah, I know people made money in the radio, but not that fast. Imagine, you tell them your name and get a dollar. I get anything if I know my address?
No. Now we really start with the hard stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, Mr. Parky Carcass, yeah. Do you want to try for $2?
Sure, what can I lose?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is the governor of a certain state?
The governor of a certain state? The governor of what state?
Any state.
Abraham Lincoln?
Right, you got $2.
Boy, this is easy.
You want to try for four?
Sure, I'll try for four.
All right, here's the question.
Yes.
You know something, Parker?
What?
I ran out of questions. I can't think of no more questions to ask you for the $4.
Well, that's all right. I could make up a question to ask myself.
Well, that's fair enough. Go on.
All right. Mr. Parkiakakis, in which town in Greece was you born in? Boy, you'll never get this. I was born in Papathirius, Sister Kandouris, Sister Kompoupoulos Junction. Right. Now, I hope you owe me $4.
Yeah, well, I want to congratulate you, Mr. Parky Carcass, for winning that $4. Now, I'd like to ask you one more question.
Yeah, what's that?
Where am I going to get the $4?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, that's too bad. You couldn't answer that question because now you lose the whole thing and we're back to nothing again.
Opie giving you any ideas for your radio program?
Opie giving me ideas. He just gave me an idea, and I can tell you one thing, Betty. A lot of people think that Opie here has don't got no brains. But I can honestly say that the idea he gave me was the rottenest idea I ever heard in my whole life.
Well, Parky, I guess it's hard to get a good idea for a radio program.
Say, wait a minute, Betty. I got a good idea. I think the best program would be if you could just sing songs for a whole hour. In fact, I would like to have you give me an audition right now.
Very well, Mr. Radio Buyer. I shall be very happy to sing a song for you called Love Letters.
Oh. Love letters straight from your heart. But so near while apart, I'm not alone in the night when I can have.
Bob Williams, how do you mean by busting in me like this? Don't you got no respect for a big radio sponsor?
Now there, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old go.
Okay, I'll light an old go. Is that good? Yeah, it's wonderful how an old go can give you so much comfort and pleasure.
Why, yes, Parky, you can always get comfort and pleasure when you light an old go. Mm-hmm. But you can't get that pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Keep talking, Bob Williams. You know, you got a wonderful voice. I may use you as the announcer on my new radio program. Tell me more about Old Golds.
Well, to help prevent cigarette dryness, Old Golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob. Don't stop now. You almost got the job. Go ahead.
Well, okay. And for extra flavor, Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco. Extra flavor plus extra protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold.
Bob, you said that beautiful. You know, the way you read commercials with a voice like yours, you should be on that big radio program, Birth and Bertha, Man and Woman.
Well, thanks, Parky. And when you put on your radio program, don't forget me.
I certainly will. All right, goodbye, Bob. Oh, my, look who's coming in here. It's that Orville Sharp. Every week, that guy's got a different racket. I wonder what he's selling now.
Well, well, well. Hello, Mr. Parker Conkers.
Dopey
Kate tells me that you're interested in putting on a radio program. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Well, I want to congratulate you. A good radio program will get you a lot of business. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, sure, I realize that, all right.
You happen to be a very fortunate man.
Fortunate?
I got a wonderful idea for you.
Yeah, what is it?
It's an idea I've been saving for a big sponsor. This is the biggest thing that ever hit radio. It's really fantastic.
Fantastic?
Well, I may be stretching it a bit. But here's the idea. Now, get this.
Yeah.
You tune in on a radio today, and what do you get?
Yeah.
Music, singing, jokes, stories, news, and that celery. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Well, I got something different. This has never before been done in radio.
Yeah, what is it?
30 minutes of silence. Yeah. How does that sound to you?
I don't know. I can't hear it.
Now, after the 300 musicians don't play their number,
yes,
we have 8 comedians come out who don't tell jokes.
How will the people know that the jokes are funny if they can't hear them?
Well, don't worry about that. I got the finest comedy writers in town not writing for them. Look, we're going to have three announcers.
Yes?
One in English, one in French, and one in Spanish. This will be a great novelty.
It will?
Why, sure, imagine. Keeping still in three different languages. You realize that for the first time in radio, you're not only not going to hear a guy not talking in English, you're also not going to hear two other guys not talking in two other languages.
Yeah, but if they're not talking, who will know what language they're keeping still in?
We'll have interpreters.
Awesome. That's the craziest program that I never heard in my whole life.
Is that so? Well, look, I don't need you, brother. This is the first new idea that's come along in radio in years. Don't forget I'm doing this as a favor to you. Yeah. I'm not doing it for money. I'm not incendiary. Yeah.
You're not?
No. Now, listen, I got 20 big companies that want to buy this program, yeah. So I don't care if you buy it or not. It's immarshal to me.
You do not mean immarshal. You probably mean in maternal.
Right. Now, look, if you're interested, you know where to reach me.
Oh, sure. I suppose I could reach you in your office, which is outside on the sidewalk here, outside the cigar store.
No, that's only a branch office. My main office is on the sidewalk outside the telephone company. Nearer to the calls. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thirty minutes of silence. 300 musicians keeping quiet, 8 comedians, 3 announcers all keeping still. Gee, I wonder how that would sound.
Does Orville Sharp have any ideas for you, Parker?
Ah, he's crazy, Betty. Say, wait a minute. I got an idea for a radio program. Look, in this week's Time magazine, I seen where that Mayor LaGuardia of New York went on the radio and read the funnies to the kiddies.
Oh, yes, I saw it in the newsreel.
Yes.
Gee, that Mayor LaGuardia was wonderful on the radio. He was so funny, Parker.
Sure. Why wouldn't it be a great idea, Betty, if our mayor read the funnies over the radio for the kids? Wouldn't that be a great program for the restaurant?
Why, that's a wonderful idea, Parker.
I just made it up.
Say, why don't you go right over and see the mayor now? Well, of course, you may have an awful hard job explaining what you want. You know how absent-minded our dear mayor is.
Oh, don't worry, Betty. I'll explain it to him. This isn't easy to figure out. I'll say all I want him to do is go on the radio and read the funny papers. That ain't hard. I'm sure he'll be able to understand that.
Obie Cates' clarinet and his orchestra play Opus 1.
Thank you. Hi, Betty. Has Sparky done anything about his radio program yet?
Oh, he's got a marvelous idea, Bob. He's gone over to speak to the mayor about it.
Well, Betty, if Sparky's going to do any advertising, he should have a good slogan. Like ours, for instance.
Yes, Bob. The old goal folks have a fine slogan, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Why be irritated? Light an old goal.
Well, you know, that's not only a slogan, Betty. There's a story behind that slogan.
Oh, what is the story, Bob?
Well, it's the story of a man who loved tobaccos. Pierre Lorillard. In 1760, he started a tobacco business. And as he worked away in his little shop, he developed a great ideal which still guides the Lorillard folks today. The ideal of doing more in a cigarette to give you more. The ideal of devotion to those little details and refinements that give added pleasure. And that's why today, in Old Gold's, you get not only a blend of fine tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, an added refinement. Latakia.
Latakia, that's for extra flavor, isn't it, Bob?
Why, yes. And in Old Gold's, you get more than ordinary moistening agents. You get the special humectant we call apple honey.
Apple honey? Well, that helps prevent cigarette dryness, doesn't it, Bob?
It sure does, Betty. And let me tell you of another important detail in Old Gold. The cigarette paper on Old Gold's is made from virgin pure flax to give you more smoking pleasure. So when we say, why be irritated, light an Old Gold, we mean that this cigarette, based on Lorillard's great tradition of doing more to give you more in every last detail of manufacture, is your ever faithful friend when you want comfort, pleasure, relaxation. Try an Old Gold, won't you?
Well, here's the mayor's office. I'll go in.
Well, come right in, sir. I'm very glad to see you. And I'm glad to see you, too. Won't you two gentlemen sit down?
Two gentlemen? There's only one of us, Your Honor.
Only one?
Yes.
Why, there's you and there's me. That's two. Now, both of you, sit down.
Yeah. Look, Your Honor, I came to speak to you about the funnies.
The funnies?
Yes.
That's no way to talk about our city council.
No, I'm not talking about the city council. I'm speaking about newspapers.
Oh, yes, newspapers,
yes,
to be sure.
Yes.
That's why I sent for you. You boys have been throwing the newspapers on my lawn, and I want them brought into the house. On these rainy days, newspapers get soaked.
Get soaked?
Oh, you'd like to get soaked, eh? Well, I don't usually indulge in the middle of the day, but I'll be glad to join you. What do you have, bourbon or Southern Comfort?
No, Your Honor, I don't drink. You see, I'm a tall tiddler.
You are?
Yes.
I'm very happy to know you, Mr. Tiddler. I suppose you're waiting out here to see the mayor, too.
Oh, no, Your Honor, you are the mayor.
Why, of course I'm the mayor.
Yes.
And as great a mayor as this great city will ever have. I come from a great family. My great-grandfather and my great-great-grandfather and my great-great-great-grandfather were all great mayors before me. And in the years to come, my great-grandson, my great-great-grandson, and my great-great-great-grandson will be great mayors after me. And as we go through life, we must make up our minds what we want. I know what I want, but I wish you'd tell me what you want.
Is it rye or bourbon?
Oh, Your Honor, you see, I was wondering if you would like to work on the radio.
Work on your radio?
Yes.
I'd be glad to. What's wrong with it, blow a tube? Well, maybe it's just a loose connection. I had a loose connection once.
You still got it. Your Honor, I do not want you to fix my radio. I want you to broadcast on the radio for me, you see. Thought it would be a great idea if you would read the funnies to the kiddies.
What?
Yes.
Do you expect me to go on the radio and read the funnies?
Well, I thought...
Do you realize what you're asking me to do?
Yes, but...
How could you ever dare suggest that I go on the radio and read the funnies?
Well, I...
Why, if I read the funnies to others, that would ruin my life.
Yes, how could it ruin your life?
Because then it wouldn't be any fun when my father read the funnies to me. No, I will not go on the radio and read the funnies. And I'm going to tell my father what you said.
Well, I better get out of here. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Goodbye, BBIs.
Well, that's the end of that idea. Maybe I'd be better off if I... If I went over to the radio station and seen them over there, they should have a good lot of good ideas about radio programs. I'll go over and see them right now. George Bernard Groskin, program advisor. I guess this is the fellow puts on all the radio programs. I'll go in.
Be seated, please. I'm just talking on the phone, and I'll be through in a minute.
Thank you.
As I was saying, J.R., we can get up a snappy little program for you consisting of a nice quartet, a seven-piece orchestra, and a swell comedian for $500 a week. Of course, you understand that would be on a 52-week contract, and that would be around $25,000 for the year. You'll take it? Fine, fine. I'll get the boys rehearsing right away. Goodbye, J.R.
Gee, $25,000 for 1 year.
How do you do, sir? My name is George Bernard Gruskin.
I'm glad to look on you. My name is Parky Kaki, sir. I own a Parky's restaurant here, and I was interested in going on the radio to advertise. I thought you might be able to get up a program for me.
Why, of course we can. Yes, we have several fine ideas here. I just sold a radio program for $25,000. Too bad you couldn't have had that one.
Yes, well, $25,000, just a... little more than I figured on spending, you see.
Uh-huh. Well, we have them all the way down the line, all different prices, you know.
See, yes.
Now, here's one you might like. Mm-hmm. This program consists of a fine symphony orchestra and a choral group of 20 voices.
Mm-hmm.
That will cost you $200 a week or $10,000 a year, roughly.
Roughly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that's a little too rough for me. Could you smooth it out?
Oh, I see, yes. Well, we can sell you a program on the idea of a roundtable discussion.
I see.
That would be six famous men discussing a subject around a table.
Mm-hmm.
That would cost, $5,000 for the year.
Six men on a table cost $5,000? Must be a very expensive table. No, I'm afraid you're still a little high. Yes.
I see, yes. Well, we can give you a news commentator who just came back from one of the islands in the Pacific.
An island in the Pacific? Yeah, which island?
Catalina.
I see.
Yes, we can let you have him for $3,000 a year.
Well, I couldn't afford that. I think radio is too rich for my blood. Well, thank you very much.
Wait, good man. Now, how much money did you want to spend for a radio program?
Well, I thought I'd like to spend about $200 for the whole thing, but if I could get one for $100 that could come out where it cost me $65, then I'd give you $40, and with the discount, it would come out
$35. $35 a year, huh?
Yes.
I see. Would you kindly follow me, sir? I think I have just the program for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Parky. Well, did you buy a radio program?
You bet I did, Betty. Come on over here to the radio. In another minute, my big radio program is going on the air. Betty, this is going to make Parky's restaurant famous from coast to coast. Quiet, everybody. I'm going to turn the radio on for my new program. Quiet. Here it comes. I'll get it in a minute, dear. Yes, it is. Here it is. Here it is. Quiet.
Parky's restaurant presents the correct time. When you hear the whistle, the time will be exactly 1 minute to 8 o'clock.
Darn that whistle!
Don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old go. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. For the further adventures of Parky Kaki, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, O.B. Gates, his clarinet, and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Harry Einstein. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.